certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, November 10th. I'm Hernan Salas, your host from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today in the pod, we'll just recap what was a very bad game by the Edmonton Oilers last night as they fell 4-2 to the Detroit Red Wings. We'll look ahead to Boston's game just a bit. We'll get some lines and stuff that we got from practice down in Boston. And we'll also hear from Stuart Skinner, and hoping to get some audio in the third segment from today from Dave Tippett. But let's get right to it as the Edmonton Oilers dropped their second game of the season, now sit at 9-2, as they did play their worst game of the season. The first 40 minutes were truly awful. There was no juice, very nonchalant, and you could tell early on they didn't have it. Like, there was a couple plays for me there, McDavid and Draisaitl trying to create something. They lost the puck, and there was no eagerness, I guess, to get the puck back. They were just kind of going through the motions. Definitely sleptwalk through the first 40 minutes. He got the late goal by Jesse, another nice finish. Great speed to kind of separate on that breakaway. Started as a partial, but great finish there. Gave him some life. McDavid scores a minute into the third, so you're like, hey, they can find a way to get back in this game, but it just wasn't to be for the Edmonton Oilers. I'll say this, they've gotten away with it a lot this season, slow starts, and they've been able to use their power play to get back in games and just overall outscore their issues, and last night they couldn't. The third pair was an absolute train wreck. That first goal, Cuckoo, I don't know what the hell he's doing. Tyson Barrie sliding. Again, I don't know what the hell he was doing, so that pairing was terrible. Cuckoo didn't see much time in the third. We'll get to what we saw at practice today because I'm a little surprised by a few things, but the third pairing was an absolute train wreck. I thought Evan Bouchard struggled a little bit. Second pair was okay. Thought Nurse and CeCe were probably your best defensemen. Stuart Skinner, solid. He faced 16 shots in the first period. Yeah, way to show up for the young guy making his second career start. But a horrible blunder, and that's what you got to call it. That third goal, that can't happen. It turns out to be the winning goal. So I can sit here and say he was good, but he did have the one blunder that was the eventual game winner. So we'll see if we see more of Stuart Skinner here, but all in all, I think he looked a lot more composed than he did last year. He looked very good, at least for me, outside of the mishap. Their power play streak is over. They go 0-2. McDavid with the goal. Now he has points in every game so far this season, and the penalty kill continues to be solid. 2-2 on the night. And just back to the power play, their first power play, and it wasn't early on, but when they got it, you can tell they didn't have it because they were just standing around on that first power play, and it was just one of those where you're like, it's one of those nights, and listen, it happens. The Oilers are not going to play great every game. I don't think they've played great yet. I think they've played well, really good, but they're 9-2, so you can't be too upset about that. You knew they were going to drop games. You knew they were going to have efforts like this throughout the season. Every team does, so it just happened to be last night to kick off a five-game road trip. Bad news, Zach Cassian injured early on, only played 3 minutes. Very unfortunate for this team. He's been such a positive player so far this year after taking probably a year and a half off. We didn't know what the hell was wrong with him, but he's been really good and a valuable piece to this team, and he didn't return, so we're waiting word. Hopefully by the end of this podcast, we will have some word on how long Zach Cassian is out. Brandon Perlini, I think he had his two best looks of the season, and he couldn't get the puck on net, just missing wide a couple of times, and the Oilers were still there. Post by Hyman late. Jesse just missed the wide open net there, I think, with the goalie pulled as well. So the Oilers, even though they played terrible, were in this game and they had a chance. I will say this. So Ryan McLeod, this kid's got to figure it out. He's still young, so it's not like he has to figure it out now or he's never going to be an NHLer. No, but there's something just not clicking there. He's not aggressive enough. He's not physical. And listen, he's not a physical guy, but if you're playing on that fourth line, you have to be a little bit. And he's just too much of a perimeter player right now. So Ryan McLeod really has to step up his game here because there's no one else. I mean, what other center are you calling up, really, unless you're trying to get a trade and you bring in a guy to play that role. This is Ryan McLeod, so he's got to definitely, definitely improve. And hey, give credit to the Red Wings. They were really good on this night. Take me back. I was like, is this Fedorov, Yzerman, Lidstrom? Wow, never to that extent, but you know what I mean. I give them credit. They played well. Sam Gagner was awesome in that game. He played really well, picked up a helper in his 900th career game. So you got to give credit to the other team sometimes, but the Oilers didn't have it. And Nedeljkovic was solid up as well. Next up, Boston Bruins. I'm a little worried about this game. I mean, the Oilers can't start the way they have, and it's been something that's it's just happening far too often. And that's your question of the day. Why do the Oilers start so slow in games this season? Let me know. I really don't know. I don't think it's a lack of preparation. I don't think it's the guys just have to find their way to feel their way into the games or waiting for something to happen. I don't know. I don't have the answer. Hopefully you do, and you can let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Let me know why the slow start so far this season. Because I'll tell you this: they start like this in Boston, that game's gonna be over real quick, and so it's going to be interesting. But they dropped their second game. They're 9-2 on the season. The sky is not falling. Everybody needs to pump the brakes. But coming up next, we will hear from Stuart Skinner. He spoke with the media last night. I think it's important to hear the young man, and he had some interesting things to say. He had the blunder. He owned it for sure, but I thought he was solid throughout the game, gave his team a chance to win the game. That's coming up next, and we'll get to some practice lines from today and news and notes as well. That's all coming up on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Today, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract, so stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan Salas. What are your thoughts on the game last night? I want to know. I'll get to some interesting. I just feel like some Edmonton Oilers fans are just, there's certain players that no matter what they do, you're just going to harp on them. So we'll get to all that. And Daniel Nugent-Bowman from The Athletic is with the team, and he tweeted out some lines and some news regarding the Edmonton Oilers. We'll get to that. But first, let's hear from the young man, Stuart Skinner, who made his second start last night in the NHL. It was a loss, unfortunately, for him, but he's 1-1 now in his NHL career. Here is Stuart Skinner following the game last night.
That's your second career start. How did it feel compared to the first one?
Felt much better on this one. I felt more like I just played my game. I just went out there, just did what I normally do. It also felt good being able to get games before I play. I felt much better.
Obviously, you kept your team in the game for large stretches. Obviously, the third one's probably one you want to have back. Can you maybe explain what happened there?
Just fanned on it. Hard fan. Bad timing. If that didn't happen, we'd probably potentially still be playing. So obviously it sucks. It's a big goal, but at the same time, it happens. Move forward and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Did you feel like you had much of a chance on the first two?
I feel like I always have a chance on any goal. They played really hard tonight. I thought we played well. We made some really good defensive plays, and just a couple bounces didn't go our way.
So your first game was a really high-scoring game against Ottawa last year. Can you kind of assess how this one maybe was a little bit different than that game?
I think I just played better. I also think that both teams just played hard defensively tonight. I think it was just a good, solid game, and
After you allow a goal like that, the third one I'm talking about, you feel like you kind of have to batten down the hatches to allow your team to continue to have a hope in the game?
Definitely. Believe it or not, I've made a worse play before in my career, and we ended up winning the game. So I just kind of look back to that, and there's always a chance to come back and win a game. And we battled really hard in the third period, and we almost got it.
Did you feel like it was coming, a comeback in full?
Definitely, yeah. Especially after he scored. That was a huge time to score a goal. Going into the third period, we had a lot of momentum, and then we got another one pretty quick by Dable, a nice little five hole. So, I felt like we had a really good chance.
What does a start like this do, aside from the one obviously we're talking about, but what does the start as a whole do for you, your confidence and potential game going forward?
Yeah, I think it just... For me, I feel like I belonged, and I think that's huge for for me. I think playing my first game is a little shaky. So after this game, I just feel a lot better about my game.
Oh, Stuart Skinner, a meeting with the media after a 4-2 loss for the Edmonton Oilers. And I'll say this, if the Oilers' money problems heading into next season, and not having a lot to spend, and even the year after that, they'll have a little bit more, but not too much. This guy's still under contract this year, next year at $750,000. If this guy can turn into a number one and be that guy, that's going to help the Oilers immensely. That way they don't have to go out and spend money on a goalie. But it's such a big question mark because you don't know, right? And this year, when Mike Smith healthy, they're going to go Koskinen and Smith, and Stuart Skinner is going to get a lot of time down in the A, which is fine. But eventually, you got to see if this guy can roll with it, right? See him in 2, 3, 4 straight games and see if there's something there. They got to find out sooner rather than later because that would definitely benefit the Oilers. I'll also say this. We got to stop. Listen, I know it's fine to be upset. The Oilers played like there's no other way to put it. But we had text today to the station that Darnell Nurse. Like, what are you watching? Like, he wasn't terrible on the night. Evan Bouchard, that goal's more on him. He struggled more than Darnell Nurse did. And stop bringing up $9 million. He's not making $9 million this year. He will starting next year for a very long time. But guy's not Chris Pronger. He's not Nick Lidstrom. He's the Oilers' number one defenseman. He got paid what he got paid. That was the market. You couldn't let him walk. Yeah, it's an overpayment. Sure, 100%. But he's your best defenseman. So can we stop just finding an excuse to, oh, this guy was hurt? Yeah, has he had blunders this season? 100% he has. It's okay. The other one, Yamamoto. Oh, Yamamoto needs to play Benson and McLeod in the top six. What? Why? You want to play two guys that haven't looked good in the preseason or any games they've played this year? I mean, they haven't been terrible, but they haven't stood out. But yeah, let's give them a chance. Yamamoto's playing well. He's always in the right spot. He's good defensively. He plays on the PK. People will say, stop using the PK. Well, no. That's a big part of the game. The Oilers are really good at it, and he's a big part of it. He has 2 goals. Yamamoto is not a 30-goal guy. He's not a 20-goal guy. He is what he is. He's got some production, but he plays the game the right way and goes to the dirty areas. Like, come on. Tyson Barrie, yeah, he played not well. That goal, a lot of mistakes. Cuckoo. But no one on the post-game show yesterday, no one today on the Lowdown show, played a Cuckoo play bad. It was all Tyson Barrie. Did you watch the game? Player Cuckoo had about 4 or 5 giveaways, blatant giveaways. There's a reason why he didn't play in the last half of the third. There's a reason for that. And yes, Tyson Barrie's limited to what he can do defensively. We all know that. We've known that since his Colorado days. So why are we still like, oh, he's terrible defensively? I don't think he's terrible. I don't think he's their best defensive defenseman. Yeah, they had a bad game. But if you're just going to use these 3 guys all season, well, then what are we doing? Like, watch the game, look at the players. A lot of players that played bad yesterday, a lot, not just these 3. So I just think it's so it's Nurse is going to be the Horkov thing all over again with the money. Yamamoto is just, I have no idea why he became a whipping boy this year, no idea, but it is what it is. And then Tyson Barrie, the guy led the league in scoring, and that's what he does. That's his strong suit. And if you think it's that easy, then I don't know what to tell you. Guy's a good defenseman, okay? And he's, yeah, probably a third pairing guy. He's probably better suited there. But he's here for his offense and to hold his own defensively. In some games, he's going to be good. Some games, he's not going to be so good. And you have to live with that. He's not making $7, 8, 9 million. He's making 4, just over 4. Like, we need to stop with this, just picking on the same 3 guys for everything. Like, no, let's call it how it is. If Connor McDavid's bad, call it. If Nugent Hopkins is bad, call it. Not just pick 3 guys for the whole season and go, hey, these guys are terrible. We need to move on. Let's call up this guy. No, come on. And they're 9-2. I get the frustration. I wasn't impressed with their game yesterday, but it's 9-2. It'd be different if the record was terrible and they were just losing these games. And the other one that I found pretty funny was, oh, it's a trap game. Well, the Oilers have done pretty damn well in the first 10 games with so many trap games that people were worried about. Come on. They're going to drop games. They're going to lose to bad teams. They're going to lose to mediocre teams. And they're going to lose to good. And they're also going to beat all those teams as well. Now, tomorrow, I said I am a little concerned because let's get to the lines from Daniel Nugent-Bowman. Hyman with McDavid and Puljujarvi. RNH with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Fogel with Ryan and Turris. And then Perlini with McLeod and Sevier. Same D pairings as in Detroit. Koskinen in the starters net. I don't think that surprises anyone. I am surprised that Cuckoo remains in because he struggled mightily. I'd like to see Chris Russell in against a better, more veteran lineup in the Boston Bruins. And then up front, no issues with the top 6. That fourth line, it is what it is. They haven't really done much outside of Shore. But that Kyle Turris on the third line, I do not. Again, not personal, but it's just you have Ryan, who's really good two-way. Fogel, really good two-way. Kyle Turris is just, for me, doesn't have it. And I know he had a great training camp and he had a great offseason and he works his butt off. I know that, but he just doesn't impact a game. And to be in the top nine, I'd prefer to see Sevier there, to be honest with you. I would. I think he just has more jam. I think he skates better. Now, Turris probably has more offense, sure, but at the end of the day, this bottom six might be an issue for the Edmonton Oilers, and it might start as soon as tomorrow in Boston because I do not like the look of that. Zach Cassian is going to be a big loss, and we're waiting to hear word on his injury status. Hopefully, it's not too long. Hopefully. But that's what we got from the Oilers in Boston today. So let me know. Do you like Turris in that third spot? Are you surprised Cuckoo stays in? And no surprise that Mikko Koskinen gets the start. Tomorrow. All right, guys, coming up next, hopefully we'll hear from Dave Tippett. We'll get some news and notes and the schedule from around the NHL as well. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Back and better than ever, a new web interface for the start of the baseball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast as we'll get to Dave Tippett. Finally got some audio from the Edmonton Oilers as they're in Boston preparing for their game tomorrow against the Bruins. The big, bad, and feisty Boston Bruins. It's going to be a good game. Should be fun. Good matchups. You got that top line in Boston, Pasternak, Marchand, and Bergeron. You got Taylor Hall. You got Jake DeBrusk. You got Charlie McAvoy. So it should be a fun one down there in Beantown. But let's get Dave Tippett. Just a few clips from today, but here's an update on Zach Cassian.
Day-to-day with a lower body. Didn't skate today, but got some treatments, and we'll see where he is tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too long because he is playing some good hockey. He did want to see him on that second line. Didn't really get the opportunities. He only played 3 minutes. And I know Gazzola and I were talking about it last night, and we didn't really see when he got hurt. I don't think anyone really could pinpoint the exact moment where he suffered this lower body injury. But day-to-day for now, and we'll see what happens here as we head into the weekend. Mike Smith, another guy who's missed some time already with an injury, and the coach was asked, is Mike Smith close to returning?
He had a good practice today, but again, I haven't talked to the trainer since practice, so we'll see. See where he gets through the next couple days, but it's a good sign that he's been on 2 days in a row and practicing with the group.
Yeah, so more good news there. Hopefully he's back sooner rather than later. Maybe we get to see Skinner in one more game. Maybe not. Who knows? And Mikko is getting the start tomorrow in Boston. Hopefully he can play solid like he has for the most part this season. And one last one here from the head coach. It was a disappointing effort last night. No other way to put it, but he was asked, how does this group regroup?
Well, we know we can play better than we did last night. We didn't start the game very well, and you know, we put a little push at the end, but coming on this trip, this is an important trip for us. We got to find a way to find some points, and more than that is if you play the right way, we can find ways to win. And we don't start very well. Get behind the eight ball is not a recipe for winning on the road. So we'll you know, we've been pretty good the first periods this year. Last game just wasn't. We made some, I think, there are just errors you can't make going on starting a trip on the road. So made some of those errors. If we can take some of those out, we'll start better and we'll see where it goes.
That was Dave Tippett from today as he met with the media down in Boston. The Edmonton Oilers back at it tomorrow. 5 o'clock puck drop as they take on the 6-4 Boston Bruins. The Oilers sit at 9-2, first in the Pacific with 18 points. These are the lines that we saw today down in Boston. Hyman with McDavid and Puljujarvi. RNH with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Fogle with Ryan and Turris. Perlini with McLeod and Sevier. Your D-core all remain the same. And then Koskinen, like I mentioned, was in the starters net. Let's get to some news from around the NHL today. More bad news for the Avalanche. They got to start getting frustrated because it's been a couple years now where they keep losing their top players. McKinnon now set to miss 3 weeks with a lower body injury. Carr's out. Rantanen missed a handful of games earlier this season as well. So, yeah, something's got to give there. These guys can't stay healthy for some reason in Colorado. The top guys, too. I mean, it's different if you're losing a third liner or your fourth defenseman, but you're missing your top three players for significant time throughout the season. Never a good thing. interesting. And the Senators add defenseman Josh Brown to COVID-19. To the COVID-19 protocol list, is Ottawa dealing with that COVID situation. Hopefully they can get through it and everybody can get back playing there in Ottawa. Only three games on tap in the NHL. Toronto is in Philly. John Tavares is questionable to play. So if he's on your fantasy team like me, not good, because he's been pretty good this season. So Toronto looks to pick up a win in Philadelphia. The Dallas Stars are home to the Nashville Predators, and the Arizona Coyotes welcome in the Minnesota Wild. So a very, very light night in the NHL. Now, oh, and good news for the Edmonton Oil Kings, as the St. Louis Blues assigned Jake Neighbors back to them, and he had a piece like that, look out. And the Oil Kings were already one of the best teams when it comes to junior hockey, and they had a guy like that to Dylan Gunther. So good on Jake Neighbors. He scored a goal and had an assist in 9 games with the St. Louis Blues, so he got off the schneid there nice and early at the NHL level. Now he comes back to Edmonton and tries to lead this team to a long playoff run, and who knows what can happen, but this team is going to be stacked now that Jake Neighbors is returning. I know they're in action tonight against the Prince Albert Raiders, 6 o'clock Edmonton time. You can catch the game with Andrew Peard at the on the Edmonton Oil Kings website there, so make sure to check it out. Game day tomorrow. Oilers coming off a disappointing loss in Detroit, but we'll see what kind of effort they bring on Thursday. The slow starts, they got to improve. And I asked in the first segment question of the day, why do the Oilers start so slow in games this season? I don't have an answer. I'm hoping you do. So hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Keep the downloads coming. I appreciate all the support. You guys are awesome. If I ever run into any of you that listens to me on the podcast, beer on me, all right? And don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. This has been the Locked On Oilers podcast. Let's wrap it up. For my producer Juanito, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll chat tomorrow on game day. Ciao.